to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. My guest today is Matt Wild from Milwaukee Record. And who are we just listening to?
That was a song called The Commuter, as you might have guessed.
The Commuter.
From a local band called Conan Neutron, or Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends. Conan Neutron and his pals have been making music for a long time. They have a new record out where they and another band just took some song titles and they each wrote songs, separate songs based on those titles, and kind of made a split EP. And so that's a fantastic song. It's one of those songs that's just always caught in my head. The Commuter by Conan Neutron and the Secret Friends.
How many shows do you think you go to in a year?
I could
look, now that it's not pandemic time.
I could look it up because I'm one of those weirdos that keeps like track of stuff like that, mm-hmm. like in some weird little journal. I don't know. I'd have to get back to you, but I go to a fair amount. Not as much as I probably should, but I am an older man. I'm an older gentleman. I'll turn 59 this fall, so it is not as easy to get out these days. Other commitments and falling asleep at 8 o'clock. But no, I get out to my fair share, and I'd like to. It's great being a fan of like Milwaukee music and like having like favorite Milwaukee bands because you can see them very, very easily, and you can see them
affordably
all the time. Yeah, for like $5-$10 or something like that. So that's fantastic.
I mean, Ticketmaster isn't like spiking up the price.
No, incredibly. Yeah, a show at the Cactus. Yeah, does not have a lot of Ticketmaster fees. You're paying, sometimes a whopping $20, but bands are worth it. That's a whole other topic.
At least your High Life's only $4.
Oh, the High Life. Yeah, it flows.
Maybe.
It flows. Oh yeah, $3 tops. Yeah, easily.
All right. Well, since I only moved to Milwaukee in October of 2020, so it's not even been 2 years, which means that I never got to until this weekend, had not experienced the Milwaukee Air Show because it hasn't been here for 3 years. And so at the lakefront, it was finally the return of the Milwaukee Air and Water Show for the first time in 3 years. And I definitely, while I did not have time to go down and enjoy it because I had a baby shower I had to attend on Saturday, and otherwise I was unpacking my house. I certainly heard it. Certainly heard the vroom vroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you have opinions on the vroom vroom.
I do.
So let's hear this.
I do. I made the mistake, the classic mistake of having an opinion and voicing it in a public forum. Sometimes, even though I can see that people read things that I write, I can look at the Google Analytics and I'm like, wow, a lot of people read this. Sometimes it doesn't enter my mind of like, oh, wow, people might read this. And then I'll write.
Really? Even after 8 years?
Even after 8 years.
Sometimes you're like, I'm just voicing my opinion into the ether.
Exactly.
And forgetting that you have an entire platform that you've built where people could weigh in.
Okay. It is a strange weakness of mine, and it happened this past Friday. I don't know. It was just a quick kind of like a roundup of stuff that was going on. And I'm like, look, oh, I think the headline was something like, oh, God, it's the air show this weekend. And I had something about vroom, 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 and how I don't like the air show and how I was skipping town and how it, et cetera, et cetera. People were not happy with this opinion. Like I said, I made the mistake of, I know I'm not alone. Let me say this. I know I am not alone, in my, dislike of the air show just because it's very, very loud. And I live on the east side and these things are buzzing around all day. I was driving, I was headed east on, what was it? North Avenue. I saw one of these planes come over a building, kind of like where Jalisco used to be, kind of across the street from the Whole Foods there. I saw a plane come over the top of that building. I gasped when I saw it. It looked wrong. It was so low and so close to the ground. I thought like, oh, wow, this is what a plane crash looks like. I was really, really freaked out. So there's that. There's the noise. There's my cat, who I don't see for days on end because the cat has buried himself in a closet somewhere. I realize that a lot of people like this. No disrespect to the very, very talented men and women. I believe mm-hmm. there was a woman this time around flying one of the Blue Angels, right?
Yeah.
This was a big deal, of course. No disrespect to them, though. I think a lot of people took my just tossed off article.
What was the best comment? Best meaning stuck out the most?
Oh, the best. Well, I reported one to the authorities.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, there was one that that crossed a line. I need to let someone know about this. Folks were not happy. I've done that a couple times in my illustrious career.
It wasn't even that bad. You were just kind of...
Yeah. I didn't think so, too. Yeah, but yeah, at least one, reported to the authorities. I'm sure they're working hard on that right now.
As they're trying to find the Kay Jewelers burglar.
That's right. As any, non-white male person who's on the internet and gets harassed on the internet, I'm sure can attest. I'm sure they're right on that. They really take that seriously.
Man, I didn't realize you had an actual... I thought it was just people being...
Yeah, there was some grumbling. Caring. But you know what? So I apologize. I apologize. But, I did leave town. I left town for the weekend as is my custom when the air show rolls around. And I had a lovely time in rural Wisconsin where there were a bunch of planes flying overhead.
That's
because
fine.
It was the EAA, right?
Which is this weekend.
They're all headed to Oshkosh, so I was kind of in that flight path. But that was fine. It's like you see them way up there. They're not buzzing. Your windows are not rattling. Your cat is not having a heart attack for 3 days straight. I'm sorry. No disrespect to, and I know a lot of people like this thing. It seems like it draws a lot of people that don't normally come to Milwaukee, and I'm happy to share Milwaukee with everyone. I wish that those people then would not go on to insult Milwaukee after spending a delightful day or 2 days in city. I saw a lot of that as well, so that's something I don't really appreciate, but I'm happy to share the city with them, and I'm glad they had a nice time and enjoyed our beautiful lakefront. I enjoyed, like I said, beautiful small town Wisconsin away from the plains. So,
was it hot up there?
It was. Well, it was funny. It was a memorable weekend because I was in my hometown of Mayville, and a tornado warning went through Mayville. It was all over the news at night, so had to go down into the basement Saturday night and do the whole thing. I even shot a little video that ended up on the news. I was out there working. I was
just content creator mad.
I was doing it.
Making news in Mayville.
That's right. It was like, oh, right. Yeah, we had exclusive video from Matt Wild in Mayville. I was like, yep, that's me. So,
I'm assuming there was no tornado,
but I had a video of the sirens and stuff. So it was a very memorable weekend, and turns out a very loud weekend, with or without the Blue Angels screeching overhead. So. Like I said, I know I'm not alone, but I made the mistake of voicing it, that opinion, in a very public forum.
That's interesting. I have yet, and maybe it's because I have not gotten as relaxed as you, but like I would say, or the oversight, or however you want to qualify your attention to realizing that everyone's paying attention to stuff that you say. Because I have yet to say something that has gotten... that I've yet to step in it.
Oh, good.
In the 2+ years of As Goes Wisconsin. And maybe it's because it's not as popular. I don't know. But, like, I have yet to have such a backlash that I've had to report anything, knock on wood. But I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, you know, and most of them, I do have one here. There was a lot of screenshotting from me seeing these roll in. A lot of typos here, which is, you know, the icing on the cake. Your writer, Matt Wild, all spelled wrong, should be ashamed and fired. The first grade temper tantrum of an article on the Air and Water Show. Very offensive, immature, and no facts about the history and honored tradition that the pilots go through. Not to mention the first female pilot. Like I said, I was not delving into the history of it. Perhaps I should have. But I am here to apologize to the world. I'm very, very sorry. Please don't hurt me.
God. All right. Well, to change gears to a different event that we just, I guess not just, but 2 weeks out from, Summerfest. Did you go to Summerfest this year?
I did go to Summerfest a lot this...
I'm jealous. I only got to go one night, which I was kind of bummed about.
Summerfest was, wrapped up a couple weeks ago. And I know earlier we were talking about kind of the Friday at 5 p.m. news releases. This, I think, was a Thursday at 6 news release. This was the annual What Was Summerfest's Attendance This Year? And turns out it was like in the 400,000 range. That is, I believe it was up 8.8% from last year, which was a very strange year last year. It was the first time they tried this three-weekend format. It was, of course, kind of in the middle of the pandemic. There was vax and, you know, all that required at the gate. So this was only just up a little bit from last year and way down from pre-pandemic. And, you know, it's one of those things. It's just an annual thing that I always love talking about, love thinking about Summerfest attendance and how people get really into it or get riled up about it or see it as the decline of Summerfest or, you know, this is doing this wrong. This year, of course, it was three weekends. Again, it was three Thursday, Friday, Saturday blocks. So everyone had an opinion about that, about whether this format is good or bad, or we should go back to the old like 10 or 11 days in a row kind of thing. I don't know. I'm of the opinion that I kind of like Summerfest not being so crowded. It kind of peaked in the, I think, the early 2000s, 2001 and 2, I think it topped like a million attendees over 10 or 11 days. It's about half that these days, and fewer days. Obviously, it's like 9 days now, but I kind of appreciate not being in just a huge crowd. Like I said, I'm an older gentleman at this point, so these are the things I appreciate.
Well, and I saw someone, because ultimately, if it's a business, because let's be honest, Summerfest isn't making its money from its GA tickets that they're selling for like admittance, right? Right. Like you can get those for free.
They're handing them out, yeah. They're dropping them.
And so whatever, it's like the $15 or $20 it costs to just get in there. What they're making their money on is concessions and beer and everything. And so if you have a clientele who's coming in and spending the same amount, for them, do the numbers add up? That's not necessarily the attendance numbers, is how they're making their money. And so if you have a bunch of teenagers coming in with free tickets that aren't buying anything, but you get that like tally count on that one, like one more person who came, business wise, does that really make a difference? And so, I think if it actually does mean the decline of Summerfest, that should be worrisome. But this year, there's a bunch of changes. Like this was like Don Smiley stepping down. Who's the other?
The entertainment booker. His name is Bob Babish. He is also, I think he's done this year.
But he's like consulting.
Yeah, I think they're both kind of hanging around for another year. I think Don Smiley may be on through next year as well. Talk about being surprised that people read stuff I write. Tyler and I at Milwaukee Record wrote kind of a back and forth about what we thought about the new format. And I got an email from Don Smiley.
Really?
A personal, you know, not a form, a very long one. And right away when I saw that it was long, I was like, uh-oh, this looks bad. But I read it, and it was a very generous, very nice email talking about our piece that we had kind of discussed it. And he's like, wow, you brought up a lot of great points, and these are the things we are thinking about, and da-da-da, it's tough, and the pandemic, and obviously all that sort of thing. So, yeah.
So it was a thoughtful...
A thoughtful, non-death threat email. And it, boy, when you get those... You really want to hang
really
your hat on those.
You appreciate it. After you get a death threat, when you get the non-death threat,
yeah,
really means a lot more.
Really puts a spring in your step, and boy, did I feel great going into that weekend. So, you know, thank you, Don. And
so what are your thoughts on the... Because, again, I remember coming to Summerfest as a kid, as a Madison kid, and then was not here for a very long time. And so I... don't have strong opinions on the weekends versus consecutive days. Potentially, I think maybe I could get down there more. I think the biggest argument I've heard is how it really screws over service industry people in the city. Because if you move it to just being on the weekends, which are the highest paying days for anyone who works in a bar or a restaurant, or even like at the theaters and stuff like that, you're basically saying that they don't get to go to Summerfest because are they're either making them sacrifice their top earning day of the month or days of the week, or they get to go to a show. And so that's kind of the strongest argument I've heard of who this screws over. But what's in 20 seconds? What's your
20 seconds? I don't think they're ever going to go back to 10 or 11 days in a row. I think the weekend format is here to stay. This is just kind of a hunch, but I think we're going to have to get used to it. I think that's what it's going to be.
All right. Well, We got one more break, and then we're going to talk about this very busy weekend in Milwaukee this weekend and see how many people from the outside we get to share the city with.
Ah.
All right, Zazz Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.